chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging, creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's radio chat. Well, good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm so excited. Today is Wednesday, December the 9th, 2020. Man, the time is going by fast. It seemed like it was just yesterday. It was in November. I'm telling you, last week, the time is going by so fast. We got a wonderful show today. I'm so excited. We have a Christian sitcom actress joining us, Emma Wilson. I'm so excited. This is a young tenderoni doing her thing. God has anointed her and her family, and they are doing it. Do you hear me? So I'm excited about that. They are, they have their, the network that is actually playing their sitcom is 360 TV. So we're going to talk more about that. We're going to talk about how it all came about and what's the whole concept of the show. We know it's Christian based, so we just want to know how God did it all. We're going to talk to Emma Wilson shortly. And also we got Jeffrey Hill bringing us Financial Five. You know, he's our financial consultant, and boy, do we need some advice. I'm excited about him joining, and you already know that I got my what's on my mind, because I got some stuff on my mind, and I got to start writing it down, because I had to literally sit there and remember what was on my mind 2 days ago, because I was just like, you know what, that's a good topic. I'm going to share that. And so anyway, God brought it back to my mind. What's on my mind? And you know, we got ministerial moment. So let's go ahead with the weather. It's 39 degrees right now in D.C. D.C. is got some rain coming at 12 noon and 1 o'clock early afternoon, so be prepared for that. It is going to be high 45 degrees. Also in Detroit, 39 degrees, cloudy. You know your 39 is not the same as D.C.'s 39. Now you know it is not as cold. Your 39 is like 10 degrees. But needless to say, it's 40. Your high is going to be 45, just like ours. Partly sunny, no rain, but just clouds. Let's see, Jacksonville, Florida, you're 50 degrees. Your high is going to be 61, all sunshine, of course. London, 43 degrees. Your high is 43. You're waking up to 43, and your high tomorrow is going to be 45. You got clouds all day long. Los Angeles, you guys are on the lockdown. So are we, everybody in the whole United States. We just got to do what we got to do, good people. 55 degrees right now and sunny. Your high is going to be 72. Beautiful weather to go sit out on the porch or go on your backyard or take a stroll in your neighborhood. Meet some neighbors, okay? 72 is going to be your high today. Low, waking up tomorrow at 48 degrees. All sunshine, though. Let's see. And Miami, you're 57 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 66. All sunshine. South Australia, 73 degrees. Your high is 73. Let's see. Kenya. Yes, 90 degrees. Beautiful weather there. It's got your high is 90, and you are going to wake up to 72 degrees. You do have showers coming, so be aware of that, but your high tomorrow is going to be 91. Hawaii, you are 48 degrees right now. You're waking up to 48. Your high tomorrow, showers and 66, Hawaii. Australia, you are, let's see, I already said South Australia. Puerto Rico, 75 degrees. That's your high. All sunshine, waking up to 61 degrees. And tomorrow is going to be 75, your high as well. As a matter of fact, 75 is your high all up until Wednesday. Then you go up to 77 degrees next week. Portugal, 37 degrees is where you are right now. Foggy, that's what you got. 39 degrees is going to be your high today. You're waking up tomorrow to 30 degrees. You got a peak of sunshine coming out. And tomorrow your high is going to be 39 degrees. If I did not say your state, city, nation, continent, or your neighborhood. Guess what? No matter what's going on about you, around you, through you, or about you, I think I said that, God is still in control and he has the final say. He loves you so much. So just remember that. Nothing is too hard for God. All right, we're going to take a break from our sponsorship and then we're going to be back with my ministerial moment. We'll be right back.
Would you like to find a wig that looks natural and fits you? Find it at La Host Hair and Wig. La Host, your full-service wig boutique with high-quality wigs and products at affordable prices. Hundreds of options to choose from, personally styled to fit you. Plus, drop off your wig, we'll wash it and style it all in the same day.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a survivor.
Call today and find out how they receive their free wigs.
Look and feel your best with a wig from La Host Hair and Wig. Everybody's looking at you.
All right. I love La Host Hair and Wig. I love Haith and her husband. They are so cool. I love them, the Mr. and Mrs. Johnson. And you can go and follow them on www.lahosthair.com. Again, www.lahosthair.com. And that number is 248-546-4247. Again, 248-546-4247. Haith and Henry, that's his name, her husband. Go ahead and give him a call. Love them so much. All right, you guys, listen. I want to go right into ministerial moment because I feel like this is something very important. You know, I used to hear, you know, as an apostle in ministry, I used to hear about people saying that we keep God on Jesus on the cross, like whenever we fall short or when we don't believe and have faith and things like that. I never really understood that logic. So I'm just gonna say that he was hung on the cross. We all know that. And that is a fact. And if it wasn't for him hanging on being hung on a cross, then he wouldn't have rose from the dead. He wouldn't have came back to us and left us Holy Spirit. I think the problem is why we fall short in the body of Christ is that we want to move on from everything. You know, we want all the wonders, the signs and all the good stuff, the gifts and stuff like that. But I think paying attention and remembering, even through just doing a communion or even being thankful, remembering what he did for us on that cross. I even go as far as going all the way to Gethsemane because he agonized over that thing. Even though he loved us, he was created to do it. He knew that that was his destiny. That was what he was created for. He knew all of that, but still he agonized if there was any other way. And then he said, not my will, but your will. And if you guys read your word, you know that at that time he was sweating blood then. So blood was already being shed from him in agony from what he was called to do and created to do for us. So when they beat him and they stripped him and they ripped him and they spat on him and they mocked him and they made him carry the wood for the cross. And thank God they got somebody else to do it for him, but he couldn't move. He was holding up the train, so they gave it to somebody else to bear for him. But he was still wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. They gave him thorns, a crown of thorns, and they placed it on his head, and he had blood and sores and rips and pierce and cat o' nine tails and whippings and punchings and kickings and spitting and yelling, all of that, and never said a word. I know for a fact that nobody has ever fought for me in that way or any way in my whole entire life. So I will never forget what Jesus did for us. I will never forget him on that cross. As a matter of fact, when I take communion daily, it reminds me how I need to pick up my cross and die daily, how I have to seek him for his righteousness and holiness daily, because we all sin and fall short of his glory. But the way we stay in right standing with him is to remind us of what he did for us. You know, that will keep us in convict, that will bring us to conviction, that will bring us quickly to repentance. When we do fall short or say something or mistreat or think wrong or do something, fall, whatever it is, we will never forget that, and we will want to be in line with him. We want to be like Christ. That's why we give our life to Christ. We don't give our life to Christ so we can have tangible things. We don't give our lives to Christ so we can boast and brag about the signs and wonders or miracles or healings or deliverances and casting out demons and all of that, or what we got and who we met. That's not why we gave our lives to Christ. I think the body of Christ, the reason why we're under judgment is because we have forgotten the reason of salvation. We have forgotten the reason why God gave up his only begotten son, Jesus. We have forgotten about all that he endured. So whenever anything happens, we go running and falling apart and acting all scared and don't know our identity and don't know who to run to, don't know who to call, can't wait, can't be patient, can't pray it out, won't fast it out. And we do all of that because we don't know who we are through that sacrifice, we became joint heirs to the kingdom. We have to know that first before we even talk about resurrection power. I mean, at least Jesus had to come into that place where he had to remind himself of his identity and why he was created and why he came to earth on earth from heaven, that he came here to be a sacrificial lamb. He had to be ministered to by the angels to remind him, this is why you're here. And then he gave up and surrendered all. Are we in a place like him to surrender all that we know or understand or fantasize about or desire or seen our neighbors do or see on television or want what the world wants or want to compete and keep up, be liked, want to be accepted? I mean, are we willing to be peculiar people, to be more like Christ, to have power through the resurrection, to have power through the blood, the fact that we are redeemed through the salvation of Jesus Christ? Are we prepared to be different, set apart on earth as it is in heaven? I think that's why a lot of us are looking for something but can't achieve it, because we haven't grasped the whole concept of Jesus coming in the first place. So I just want to encourage you guys, especially newbies, welcome to the family if you gave your life in the last year or the last two. Welcome home, you know, and thank God for you. And I pray that you just continue to read your word. If you have gotten off track, get to that word. Read it. May it be around your neck and in your heart. May God bring it to remembrance whenever you need it, when the enemy comes in. And like a flood, God will raise a standard against him with that word, with the empowerment of your faith, with the empowerment of your trust, with the empowerment of your confidence that God rules and reigns over anything. And he loves you. He loves you so much he gave up his only begotten son. And you are protected through that blood. And Holy Spirit is with you. He's dwelling in you, and that's all there is. Be like Christ. That's all I have to say. Pick up your cross and die daily. That's what the word says. Be like Christ. Okay? All right. Loving you. This is Ministerial Moment. We'll be right back with Emma Wilson after this commercial break.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle, and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit, learn to go deeper into His presence, understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism, and learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all eight devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey. This is Gina Prince from Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And yes, I'm using ISO-T and Resolution Drops from TLC. Check out my BFF, my bestie, my co-host, comedian Gina G on the link. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Bye-bye.
All right. Emma Wilson, welcome from Faith in Real Life. I love that title. Hi, Emma.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's such an honor to have you. Okay, so what? Tell us a little bit about you. So how old are you?
I'm 12 years old.
Okay, so you're a singer, an actress. Tell us about how you came into this creative lane.
Well, when I was about 7 years old, I gave my life to Christ and I was baptized. And after that, I really wanted to do something for my church and I really wanted to do a music ministry. And so I asked my pastor and I ended up on the dance team. So on the praise and worship team. And so I danced, in the back, and I feel like that really gave me some observation. And so I got to see the professional singers singing, and that really helped me with my perspective on singing. And while I was still on the dance team, I decided I wanted to have more music in my life, and so I started doing musicals for my school so I could sing. And I realized that I loved acting so much, and I wanted to do more of that. And recently I became a lead singer. I've been a lead singer for about a year and a half on the praise and worship team. I've been singing for about 2 years now. And I really wanted to take my acting career further. And so I went to my dad one day and I was like, Dad, is there a way I can act for a company and just do only Christian things? And he was like, I have no idea if we can do that, but I can try. And so we did a little research and we found this website called Faith-Based Casting. And I signed up, I did a few auditions, and after my audition for 360 TV, they actually reached out to me. I actually did not get the part I auditioned for because I was too young, but they really liked my presence on camera and wanted to do a show about me. And I thought that was so cool and perfect for my first TV show. And so we have been filming for all through summer, and now we're just releasing the episodes. But it's really fun for me to be in this TV show with such an amazing company.
I mean, it's so awesome. I mean, you do have a presence. You if they're looking for, like, the Disney look, which to me, I thought that added a lot of value to the network. I mean, for that to look and for it to draw a lot of children and young adults and families to watch the show and get to know 360 TV, because this is my first time hearing about it. So 360 TV. All right. Are they still looking for content now for, you know, just Christian television, or is it a Christian network?
Yeah, they're trying to really develop 360. 360 actually started recently. So, yeah, they're still updating their content and, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, tell us a little bit about salvation. At 7 years old, you said you gave your life. What was that experience like for you?
Well, I know a lot of people think that I'm kind of young, especially at 7 years old. And my parents actually weren't completely on board until I talked to them about it. And so I was 7 years old, and I went to my parents, and I was saying, I want to give my life to Christ. And they were like, well, we don't know if you're ready. You really need to understand it to give your life to Christ. And we sat down, and we talked about it, and they thought I had a pretty good understanding for it. And so we sat on the floor of my carpet, and we prayed, and we asked Jesus to come into my heart. And ever since then, I just really wanted to serve my church and do more music and do more for Jesus. And I've just been so committed to giving glory to God.
Well, it's awesome because you had immediately a thirst and a hunger to serve God. So that's the most important thing. And you serve him through the duties that you do at the church. So it's really, really inspiring for a lot of parents to really, you know, start your children off. I know my son, you know, was saying the sinner's prayer when he was 2 years old. I was literally, because I was preaching the gospel. Yeah, I was preaching the gospel and reading the word and very, you know, like I am now consistently in that when I was pregnant, before I was pregnant with him and when I was pregnant with him. And then after I was, he was a promise, actually. So that's a whole nother story. But he was a promise. He was born. And then at 2 years old, we were at the church. I was spending a night at the church. And we were upstairs from the church in a room that I had there. And I had it on TBN. The television was on TBN. And we were asleep. He was sleeping next to me. And, well, I was asleep. I thought he was asleep, but I fell asleep. And when I woke up, he was saying the sinner's prayer. Natalie Cole was literally saying, at the end of her show, was saying when she was alive. Natalie Cole was saying the sinner's prayer, and my son was repeating everything word for word that she said. And I listened for a minute, and I was like, wow. I mean, he's 2 years old. He's actually repeating what this lady is saying. And I heard the Holy Spirit say to me to jot it down, write it down, because your son is saved. And I think sometimes, you know, just for the listeners, that God has a plan for your children, and we may not understand it, but he loves children so much, and he is the author and the finisher of us, and he created of us. And so I think he knows that salvation is also protection. So I always thought that, you know, God really, you know, wanted Emmanuel quickly, you know, and early, and I'm sure it's other kids out there, so he would be protected. Because once the soul is given to Christ, you know, you belong to him, and the devil can't have you. You know what I'm saying? So I believe that 7 years old, you were called, you were chosen, you know, and just to have the heart to want to serve, you were just chosen, you know, and God called you, and you accepted, and he chose you to deliver his word. So that's so good. So tell us now, so what's next? Because most people don't even get this. They're normally auditioning and trying out for so many things. I mean, you went right in, and now you have your own show. So what would be next after that? What's your 10-year plan, sister?
Well, I definitely feel like I'm really lucky to have this show and have this opportunity. I think it's definitely part of God's plan. And, you know, I'll just go wherever God leads me to. I just want to follow that his plan that he has for my life.
Well, I love it. I think that is a good way of looking at it. I wish a lot of adults would take that. Just surrender all and let God have his way. And I love the maturity. You're taking one step at a time, and you see this as a door to God is open, and you're just breathing it all in and doing what you need to do in excellence while you're there instead of going too fast. I think that is such wisdom that only God can give you. So tell us a little bit about the basis of the show. So it's you're the star of the show. I know your family, some of you guys that are listening don't realize that her family is a part of the show as well. Tell us how that came about, and what is the concept of the show?
Okay, well, as you may know, when we started to cast this show, COVID hit, and so they shut down all of their production and everything. And so by the time our producer wanted us to do a reading, or me to do a reading, And by the time he wanted us to do that, we had no other cast except for me. And so he wanted my family just to read the parts of the family members to kind of fill in so I could practice. And he thought they did a really good job. And so he cast them as all the family members. And it's really fun to do with my family. You know, we practice all the time during breakfast, after dinner, things like that. It's really fun. And I think when we're acting during the show, we have a lot of experience with each other. And so it feels really natural when you actually watch the show.
So let me ask you a question. So we know that it's a scripted show for you guys that don't, you know, didn't know the difference of the scripted and reality. It is a scripted show about Emma and her family. And again, it's called Faith in Real Life, which I love the play on words with that. I love it because the character's name is Faith, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's got N-R-E-E-L in real life, like a reeling of a show. I mean, I just thought that that was so creative. Whoever did that, kudos to you. So I wanted
that was my dad.
Oh, he did. Oh, your dad is the bomb. He's creative, man. So let me ask you, hi, Dad. Let me ask you a question. So with all of this, was everybody on board? Because I know, I see you got, you know, how many brothers? Tell us, name the cast. Tell us all about who's who.
Well, my dad plays my dad. He was really, really excited to do this. He really just wanted to help me out, but, like, I feel like everyone's having a lot of fun. My mom, she plays my mom, and she actually was really, really nervous to do this. She wanted to help me as much as she could, and so she thought that meant not being in a show because she's never done any acting before, and so she thought she would just bring me down. But I think she's, like, one of the best characters. She's amazing. And my oldest brother, his name is Connor, he's actually in college, so he really gives a lot to be in the show with me, and that really means a lot that he's, like, giving up his time to do this for me. I think he has fun. I think he does. And then my other older brother, his name is Jack. He plays my twin brother Jake in the show. He's, like, amazing. Like, he memorizes lines, like, instantly, and I'm like, man, I wish I could do that. But
are you guys twins, like, in real life?
Yeah, he's my Irish twin, so we're 11 months apart.
Okay, I've never even heard of that. Okay.
Yeah.
Irish twin, okay.
But he plays the guitar.
Y'all just don't make yourself twins 11 months apart.
Yeah. But he's amazing. He, like, directs everyone. He's kind of bossy, but...
So tell us about Faith. Tell us what her character is like. What is she all about? How can people connect with Faith? What type of people will connect with Faith?
Well, I think she's pretty relatable in a lot of different senses. Like, obviously, in the show, we do real-life problems and issues that our characters face. So it's supposed to be a relatable show, but I feel like Faith, she's interesting. She's nice and she's kind and she is a girl of Jesus and she's all about God and serving him, but she kind of has an attitude sometimes. And it's really fun to play her like that because, you know, I've only done plays before this, so, like, I never really got into my characters this much. And it's really fun kind of doing a character with an attitude because I don't really have an attitude. At least I don't think so. I feel like me and Faith are kind of opposites. So it's really fun to play her. But I feel like characters can just connect with all these issues. Like, if people watching it are adults, they might remember some facing these issues. And if you're a kid, you might need advice on these issues. I feel like it's just trying to help people with these problems in real life.
Okay, so I have two examples. Give me one of your most favorite, funniest moments in an episode, and give me one of your favorite shows that maybe tackle in one of a serious issue. What is one of the most serious issues that you're dealing with, and how did you feel about that episode?
Well, I feel like the most serious issue, it actually has not come out yet, the episode, but it's about bullying. And okay. I feel like that's like a really strong issue that yes. a lot of people deal with. So like, it's about, Jack is getting bullied in school, and then Faith tries to help him with it, and he's embarrassed. And I feel like it's just a really strong issue that a lot of people deal with, and I really hope this episode can help people with that. I just feel like it's just really tough to deal with that. I know my brother actually did deal with some of that a few years ago, but yeah, it's probably kind of touchy for him, but he really does an amazing job with this.
You know, it's interesting because bullying is a really, really, really big issue. I mean, it's actually kids that are suicidal because of that. And I've really been, you know, God has really been, I have a 15-year-old, well, he's 15, my 2-year-old then is now 15. And, you know, so for me, it's just, I have, you know, the heart for a lot of these children. So many people don't understand what they're going through at home. So when they get to school and they, you know, are bullied, you know, it's like, it's just too much. And so, you know, we want to save our youth. I'm believing, like the word says, that our young men will prophesy and they'll dream dreams. And, you know, I'm believing in a generation that's rising up that want to serve the Lord until the day they die. No matter what arena God puts them in, they'll be faithful to God. I'm really believing for that. I'm praying for that. And I love things like this, a sitcom, a show. I love the creativity that God is imparting into the youth now that are bold enough. And the only advice I would give to any young person listening, I don't care if you're 6, 5, if you're listening through, you know, with your mom or your dad or your grandma or whoever, all the way up until young adulthood, never leave out your faith. Don't leave out the word. The word of God is so important. You need it. It's like it goes with prayer and fasting. You cannot be saved and be empowered without it. Like it's like that's like your gasoline to run a car, your electricity to turn on the light. I mean, you can't, your fire to light the candle. Like you can't not have the word. It's just, you know, you will be powerless as a child of the Most High. And so it's very important. So I love this show, Emma. I love it already. So tell us one of the funny, tell us, and it's the Faith in Real Life. Okay, come on, Dad. Come on, I'm going to have to call you up to name something for me. Tell us one of the funniest, you know, shows. Like, give us, like, one, what was the show, and tell us about the funny moment.
Well, I think one of the funniest moments, the funniest episodes was, it actually also has not come out yet. I think it's the 5th episode. It's about your family. So in that episode, there's a boy that comes over to kind of study with me, kind of like a quote-unquote date, but my parents are there and like my family is there, and like they're like embarrassing me. They're not trying to, but they are. And it's like, and then I get mad at them. But you know, you gotta stay true to your family. Like, you shouldn't care what other people think. And that's also kind of strong. It's obviously not as strong as bullying, but it has like a strong message behind it. But it's really funny. I'm really excited to see the full episode.
I love it. I love your entire family. Name them all, from the dad all the way to the youngest boy. Name them all so we can all know their names.
Wait,
yeah,
their real
names? Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, yeah, so we can just say, hey. Just tell your dad, your mom, you don't want to get any. Well, what's their character names?
Well, my dad plays, My dad plays Dan Moore. My mom plays Rachel Moore. My older brother Connor plays Carter Moore. Jack, my brother, plays Jake Moore. I play Faith Moore. My little sister Ashley plays Ashley Moore. We've kept her name so it wouldn't be kind of difficult for her to act, because we thought she might get confused. She's 5. But there's one more. She's my best friend. Her name is Olivia Cordner, and she plays Natalie on the show, and she's amazing. She's like super
fun.
How
did you get your best friend on there? How did you get your best friend on there? I guess it's your life, exemplifying your real life, so you had to have a friend, huh?
Yeah, again, we have a lot of chemistry. Like, we knew each other before the show. I feel like our relationship got stronger during the show, but we knew each other before, and so our chemistry was really good, and so we thought that she would be perfect, and she is. She's amazing.
I love it. I love it. Faith in real life. Shout out to Dad and Mom. You did a great job. You got your whole entire family glorifying God. I say that is kudos. And I love it. And I mean, that is just how it's supposed to be. As for me and my house, we gonna serve the Lord. This is a great example of that. I love that. Amen to that. Okay, Emma, listen. I just want you to tell everybody where they can look at the show on 360 TV. How can they get 360 TV? And tell everybody where they can follow you on social media.
Okay, well, you can find our show on 360 TV. You go to 360tv.com. That's the word 3, the numbers 60, and then tv.com. And there you can download the app. And after you download the app, all of their shows are free, including ours, and my social media. Well, actually, Faith of Our Life is coming out on Amazon later this month, and we're really excited about it. So if you want to wait, you can just go on Amazon. But encourage you to go to 360. But my social media is Instagram. It's Emma_Faith in Real Life. And my Facebook is the same thing.
And listen, she's on that Instagram, okay? That's how we connected. She is on that Instagram. So listen, Emma, I want you to do great in school, because that's important. Listen, I have to do the mommy thing. I'm Auntie Dr. Jean, okay? So do this. do great in school. You are amazing. You did such a great job on this interview.
Thank you. I just threw
questions at you. You were prepared. You got it, girl. I love it. And me being in the having touch with the entertainment industry for so long, I have in plays and things like that. You have done listen, Mom and Dad, great job. And just know, I know that it was effortless, because Holy Spirit is all up in this child. Emma, you are blessed.
Thank you so much.
Yes, you are blessed. Keep ministering the gospel. Keep setting the example. I'm so excited that the show is getting picked up by other networks even. That is, I mean, words can't even describe. It's only so much. Keep going, keep going. Keep being obedient. Keep loving God. Keep him first. Don't let nobody pull you away. And I'm so glad your whole family is doing this, because now you guys are protected. You know, it's not like just you and not just one of them. You guys are together. Keep that togetherness. Know who you are. Don't let anybody try to separate. And, you know, you could be better if you did it by yourself. You know how the enemy comes in. Don't let him. The devil is a liar. Only do what God tells you to do. Emma, I love you so much. I'm going to ask you to do a radio drop for Dr. Gina's radio chat. I just wanted you to just have this on your belt. I'll send it. I'll send it to your publisher. This could be just another thing. You've done a radio job. You've done interviews. You got your own sitcom. Girl, you just doing it. I love you, Emma. You got to come back when you guys get more and more and more. Just come back and share with us updates, okay?
Anytime. I'm so grateful that you had me on the show. You know, I've met so many amazing people of faith since starting this, and you were so great on Instagram supporting me, so I just want to thank you so much.
All right. Well, thanks for supporting Dr. Gina's radio chat. Iron sharpens iron, girl. Go ahead and let Doug, the producer, is going to take you from here, and he's going to go ahead and instruct you from here. Thanks, producer Doug. You know I love you. All right, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to have Jeffrey Hill, financial consultant with Financial Five. We'll be right back after this message.
You are a child of God. His faith in you can move mountains. Your freedom comes from Christ alone. And you were picked by God and sealed with a purpose and destiny. To be everything God created you to be, I encourage you to order our foundational series from Life in the Spirit. It's time to live the supernatural life God ordained for you. When you live your life in the Spirit, you'll walk hand in hand with God to fulfill your calling. Order the series now at lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16, 19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, one thrill to play of the world famous multi-platinum 69 boys. And whether you're tootsie rolling or whether you're just sitting back vibing, you're in tune to the sound of Dr. Gina's radio show. For sure.
All right, Jeff. All right, now we got some rock and roll coming in. That's your introduction, Jeffrey Hill.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Yo, when I heard music, I'm like, okay, I got some theme music now.
Come on now. You know what? We should add that in. That was dope.
What movie was that in? Was that I'm Gonna Get You Sucker? And he was like, what's that? My theme music.
That was dope. I like that, Doug. That was a good mistake. Come on now.
I need to come in with a radio voice. This is Jeff Hill with the Financial Pop.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh,
that was good.
What's going on,
Jeffrey?
This is Jeff Hill, Hill Financial Group Incorporated, a wealth accumulation firm. With your musical intro and the Financial Five, you guys have probably been hearing a lot of stuff in the news right now. Of course, all throughout this year, one of the biggest things we've been talking about outside of the presidential election is going to be this stimulus package. Many of you probably received your $1,200 earlier this year. If you are unfortunate and had to go on unemployment, you got your $600 a week. But we know that sunset a couple of months ago, right? And then they were talking about it being $300. They were talking about another round of second round of stimulus money. So I want to kind of bring a little context. Here's where we are today. It was about $916 billion offered as a buyout, right? So what they're going to do, that's going to give some direct payments. So the numbers right now are $600. That's not per week. Just like you got $1,200 earlier this year, it's going to be $600. They're talking about taking away the $300 relief payment for unemployment, which could be catastrophic to a lot of people. There's a lot of things going on in the world of finance right now because the moratoriums are the sunset. Well, at first, if you had a mortgage payment or a rent payment and you couldn't pay it due to COVID, okay, the moratorium was you couldn't be evicted. Well, a lot of people took advantage of that, right? A lot of people went out and spent money that they might have had, they maybe should have been saving. And now that the moratorium has been lifted, there are people who are starting to lose their homes, whether that's be, you know, through eviction or foreclosure or whatever the case may be. That's a major issue. And with the stimulus going away, that's another issue. So these things are starting to compound from a financial standpoint. So today, more than any other time throughout this year, it's probably extremely important going into 2021 that you have a financial game plan and a strategy, okay? That's what we're here for, to help you with Hill Financial Group, is to help bring context to everything that's happening and how it relates to your money, okay? A lot of you might have taken advantage of the 401k loan provision that was given this year. So even if you necessarily didn't have a hardship, some cases you were allowed to take your 401k money. A lot of people took advantage of that and said, well, let me go ahead and finally pay off my mortgage. Let me pay off some of this debt that I have. So at least if I don't have money coming in, I don't have a lot of bills that I once had. Now, that's a hack, okay? And what I mean by hack, that's a way for you to get ahead. But you have to understand how to play in the rules. They typically give you 3 years to pay this money back into your 401k. So listen to me, guys. If you never navigated what that looked like, call me so we can put together a plan, because maybe now this is the opportunity for you to wipe out all this unnecessary debt and start paying yourself back plus interest into your 401k. So that way, Lord forbid, you lose your job, you don't lose your mortgage or your house, your condo, your cars. We don't want any of that kind of stuff to happen, because for some reason, well, for some people, that's how you earn your income. Maybe you work from home, or maybe you drive for Uber, and if you can't pay that car note, what happens? You lose your income source. So we don't want people to lose out on more than what they've already lost this year. This year has been absolutely trying for a lot of people, but for some people it's been extremely abundant, right? How do we get you from one side to the other? If it's been real, real bad for you, how can we get you to the side to where there's clarity in all the chaos? That's what Hill Financial Group is designed to do, okay? Now, again, if you want some more context, go look at the national fiscal health, okay? Every single year, the government of accounting authority, they come in and they say, here's where we are right now as a country, because you get random numbers thrown out there. So I want you guys to be able to go to some of these articles and look at what's going on. Go to GAO.gov, GAO.gov, the Government Accountability Office. They publish every single year, so you can learn what's happening with Medicare, Social Security, debt, healthcare, all that kind of stuff. Why is that important? You're planning for the future. So anytime the government prints money, like this $916 billion stimulus package, they're just borrowing money from the future. Well, at some point in time, we know that money has to be paid back. Well, how does the government make money? Probably through your taxes, right? So could there be higher taxes in the future? And if so, could that damage your quality in retirement? I want to help bring clarity to all of those things that I just asked you. So if you have concerns, if you have doubts, if you are not 100% certain that you're going to be able to comfortably retire, call me, because my goal is to help you navigate today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. Again, this is Jeff Hill with Hill Financial Group. The best way to contact me is 501-291-0708. Again, that phone number is 501-291-0708. You can find me on Facebook, type the Hill Financial Group, Inc. You'll see me. Or on Instagram, HFG, Inc. Again, as any time I come here, I always say there's no cost or obligation for you guys to get these questions answered and put a plan in place. That's my thank you to you guys for being listeners to the Dr. Gina Radio Show. And that's my duty as an advisor to help. And that's how I serve. Back to you, well, Gina.
Well, wait a minute. I need to ask you a question real quick.
Okay.
So let me just ask you, financially,
okay,
is everyone from the wealthy to the not wealthy having a financial concern right now?
I'm going to say yes to both of that. Yes and no. Okay. Some people know no matter who is in office, they're going to be opportunities. When your portfolio is diversified, you have things set in place that go up when everything else is going down. Okay, like gold, for example. Gold is part of a well-diversified portfolio. If we know the dollar is dropping, the price of gold is up. So now you have a hedge against that. So sometimes on the wealthy side, they got so much stuff in place. This is not necessarily affecting them. But let's say if half their tenants lose their job and they can't pay their rent, that's a problem for somebody who might be really wealthy. So that could be part of a concern. Somebody on the opposite end who maybe is not as wealthy, they're already in a financial crunch. Maybe it's debt, maybe it's interest, maybe, you know, student loans. They're at a crunch of, I don't have the extra money to get ahead. I call it a negative income cycle. Sometimes you have enough money coming in on a monthly basis, but it comes in at the wrong time and you're hit with overdraft fees or late fees. If you could just get a little break in there, maybe you can get ahead and not get back behind. So it can be across the board, but I would say people on the lower class, even the middle class, have more struggles than people who are wealthy, because the wealthy people typically have things of insulation that most people don't have.
Yeah, but then how long can their insulation last? See, say for instance, God, if we're in a season of judgment right now, how mm-hmm. long can the wealthy survive? Can they survive in the land for what, 3-7 years? How long do you think? Well, and no money's coming wealth. In.
Yeah, it depends on their wealth, right? Like some people, the amount of money they make on an annual basis far exceeds their expenses, right? So if you think about somebody having stocks and bonds, and they have these portfolios to where they can scale down, you know, maybe they don't have the vacation home anymore or the condo in their favorite city, and they say, you know, let's just stick with one house. They have things that they could sell that could actually produce income that helps them last a little bit longer. If you don't have any assets and you're hand to mouth, that's a problem. Because nine times out of ten, you have less, like it's like something like I think 79% of the population or something like that has less than $1,000 saved. That's $1,000. Well, how long did this $1,200 stimulus check last most people? By the time they got it, they were already behind, so it was absorbed. And as good as the gesture was, of course, it wasn't enough to fix the problem. Some people actually got a pay raise when they went on unemployment because now they were guaranteed $600 a week, where somebody in the service industry, like a server at a restaurant, they weren't making necessarily that. And then they could still work up to 20 hours a week and still get their $600. And most people didn't take advantage of that to get ahead. They just said, well, man, this is free money.
Right.
So, it just all depends on how much stuff you have that you can dump that can produce income that can last you. So 7 years, 7 years is a pretty long time. But unfortunately, it's interesting that you mentioned that as a number. The typical retirement for anybody is 3 to 7 years, and most of the people are already out of money, and they only have Social Security left over. Because that's a guaranteed paycheck.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I love this information. I hope and pray that it's helping people. I believe that it is. You have to take this seriously. If this year didn't teach you that, mm-hmm. you know, I know a lot of us have not gone through the Great Depression, and we think that all of that was then and not now. But, you know, even with the crashing of the real estate and Fannie Mae and all of that stuff, and like I was in the midst of all of that. But I knew people were going to jail, and it was just like all of this stuff, like raids and all this stuff mm-hmm. happening with properties and stuff. But even then, I was still so young that I did not grab it, you know, and I'm praying at this time.
Didn't.
I know, you know what I'm saying? Even though we knew stuff was going on, people was losing their houses and stuff like that, it still didn't grab us. And I'm hoping that this year grabs us. I say, instead of worrying, see, I think it's just so much worrying about, and now I'm going to go into what's on my mind.
Okay.
What's on my mind is that we are so consumed about other people comparing, keeping up, competing. Comparing, mm-hmm. keeping up, and what did I say? It was good.
Competing.
Competing. Yeah.
Comparing, keeping up, and competing.
Come on, Holy Spirit. Listen, and so we don't invest in things that we would be willing to get rid of. We're too in love with things. You know what I'm saying? We're too in love with things. And so if we put our love to God, then we know that everything is temporal, right? So anything that we put our money into, investment, is a seed sowing for our future or for a blessing or for some kind of situation. I think about if you read the word, and I'm going to keep telling everybody, read that Bible. If you think about, read Joseph, and he was over the land for Pharaoh, and he was over the with the king, and he gave him the right to go and rule over the land for him. He told him that it was going to be a 7 year of grabbing wealth, and it was going to be a 7 year of famine, and that they would live off of what they had accumulated. Yeah. Yes, and they were able. They had so much. They were able to buy and they were able to sell. They were able to give away. They were able to exchange. We don't live like that, you know. That's that we're living because we're so in love with the tennis shoe. We're so in love with the Louis Vuitton. We're so in love with the purse. And I'm wondering, would we really be in love with that if we didn't see other people? And you know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
would we
were
really?
Not.
I think if the majority was more about land and more about investing and buying gold and silver and pearls and whatever, you know, gas. I mean, I think that we would be more equipped, poor and, you know what I'm saying? Because I think about even the lady that had the expensive oil. She wasn't rich, but she took her oil and she anointed. Yeah, she anointed that piece. So she had some, you know, awareness of investment. I know Judas said, why are you doing that? That's some expensive oil. You can actually go and sell that. So there's principles to this thing. We have to start investing in things, enjoy it for a minute, and then when you got to get rid of it, get rid of it. If it is if it's a liability and it's going to cost you a roof over your head and food on, you know what I'm saying? Because things depreciate, like fur coats and tennis shoes and, you know, all these cars and stuff like that. You don't get the value of what you paid for. Start looking in your investments into what you will get out of it. If I invest this much in it, what will I get out of it? Would you agree? We only got 1 second.
I would agree. You hit the nail on the head on so many points, one of which most people didn't pay attention to the last one. And that's why you repeat the same mistakes. And in the market, there's so much manipulation and fake stuff going on. You think the government has fixed everything, but they can't. They just put a Band-Aid on an open wound that needs surgery.
Exactly. Tell everybody again where you we're gonna help you today on
this. This is Jeff Hill with Hill Financial Group, a wealth accumulation firm. Find me on Facebook, Hill Financial Group Inc., Instagram, HFG Inc., or call me 501-291-0708.
Let me tell you something. You read that word, and God will keep connecting you with people like Jeff Hill and other people that know that word and is going to teach you how to live that word. I'm telling you now, you're going to learn today on Dr. Gina's radio set. This is the time that you have to learn the lesson and do something different going into 2021, okay? You're only going to get what you change. You're going to get better when you change. You're going to reap what you sow. So all of that, I don't have no prophetic slang, mic dropping words. I ain't got none of that. I'm telling you the truth so you can be set free. All right. Listen, we love you so much here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next time, we got a great show next week. You guys, Jeff, I wish you was going to be here with us. We got a great show next week. I'm not going to tell you. You got to wait for the flyer to come out. If you follow me, go and follow me on Instagram, Gina R. Prince. And I love you so much. I forgot you can go and join us on Alexa and Google Play, all of that. We got the BBS Radio app. You got to go and just follow us, download us, do all of that stuff. Tell a friend, everybody. Over 1 million listeners worldwide. You guys rock. Love you. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Until next time, we're loving you. Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.